Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
World, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including the one NFL team. And there are several I think you can make the case for. But for me, there is one team in the National Football League, above all else, that must sign Tyreek Hill this offseason and roll the dice and take the gamble that Tyreek Hill can rediscover some of his old form. There is one team above all else that must sign Tyreek Hill. I will tell you which team it is and why to lead off next hour here on this Tuesday. Also, did anyone watch Duke beat Syracuse by 700 points last night at Cameron Indoor? I feel like Mugatu in Zoolander, played by the great Will Ferrell. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. How is it possible that nobody is talking about Duke? No one has anything to say about the Duke Blue Devils. We're all talking about all these other teams in college basketball. No one's talking about Duke. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk about Duke. We'll do that coming up later in the program. And I'm also going to tell you, the one player in Major League Baseball this season, above all else, above all others, that holds the keys to which team will win this year's World Series. We're talking baseball next hour here on You Better You Bet with spring training. Oh, we're almost there to baseball season. I know it's mid-February. Baseball season's right around the corner. We've got sound to play you. We've got news to discuss. We're talking Major League Baseball next hour here on the show. Bets for tonight. We'll close the program after an 0-2 night for yours truly in college basketball last night. And, you know, we'll do a bunch on the Houston-Iowa State game in the final hour of the show. Just allow me to say, as someone who bet Houston in the national championship game against Florida, and it was literally like, and it's the same going right to left on your television screen, going towards the same basket for last night's game, and I understand it's just a regular season game, just a conference game, I get it, for it to end in not exactly the same way, but somewhat similar fashion, and for the bet to lose at the very end, and Houston should have won the game if you watched the game, you know, that was no fun. Now, is this the bettor's lament? Yes. Also, should Houston have won? Yes. So we'll talk about Iowa State's comeback win in the second half. We'll get into Houston. It'll give you all the bets for tonight, which features a titanic game, a big matchup in the Big Ten, as Purdue hosts Michigan, two of the hottest teams in the country. Michigan, a road favorite. Oh, baby, will give you all the bets to end the Tuesday edition of the show. Three tremendous guests will join us. Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Danny's coming up later this hour talking NFL and NBA. You, our listeners and viewers, you will get the best NBA betting preview anywhere when Jay Croucher from NBC Sports joins us next hour on the show. Jay's going to give us his team to win the East, his team to win the West, who's going to win the NBA championship, awards bets from our friend Jay Croucher. And even if you don't bet, I think you should listen when Jay Croucher speaks about the NBA and about all sports. But Jay is a stud when it comes to the NBA. Jay Croucher next hour on the show. And Connor Rogers from NBC will lead off the final hour of the Power Hour. We'll talk to Connor about Tyreek Hill. We'll talk about Kenneth Walker not getting the franchise tag from the Seattle Seahawks and get his early thoughts on the NFL draft, including his evaluation of the likely number one overall pick, Fernando Mendoza. The phone number, 310-840-4910. Ton of topics today, 310-840-4910. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube. And if you're not, check it out. Subscribe and like the page, youtube.com/@ the Costos. You can hit me up on Twitter and the show on Twitter, at the Costos and at You Better You Bet. But we officially begin here. Terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet by looking forward. Now, I have all the TVs in my office here. Like, everybody's off this week that does, like, sports media. Not everybody, but a lot of people are off. I love you, our listeners and viewers. I'm here this week for a couple days. Had to break down the NBA All-Star Game. Need to give you my second-half predictions for the NBA season. So today is my last day for the week, and then I'll be back with you next Monday here on You Better You Bet. And since today is my last day this week, and since the second half, the unofficial second half of the NBA season, tips off on Thursday night where, you know, Knicks and the Pistons at Madison Square Garden. Texted my wife this morning. I am going to try and finagle my way into attending that game on Thursday night at MSG. I'm very much looking forward to that and hope that that can happen. The Knicks 0-2 against the Pistons this year. Hopefully can get a win against Detroit basketball on Thursday night. But because I'm off the rest of the week and the season is back on Thursday night, today is the day for me to gaze into the crystal ball and tell you exactly how this season is going to play out from here. And I'll just, before I tell you what I think is going to happen, I know that it's going to be awesome. The basketball is going to be really, really good down the stretch. And look, there will be teams that are tanking, hopefully, not as obviously as the Utah Jazz have. I'm looking at you, Danny Ainge. I'm looking at you, Will Hardy. Hopefully it's not as obvious as that. And there will be teams, obviously, down the stretch that shut down players. We'll have some injuries, etc. But man, I think this is going to be a hyper-competitive end to the regular season. And I think we're on the cusp of what should be an absolutely awesome NBA postseason. Now, I'm going to tell you right now who's going to win the East and who's going to win the West. But I think this is important to state. You know, we are going to be presented with new information as we come down the stretch of the regular season. You know, players may get hurt. Players may start to stink. Like, who knows what's going to happen? We all watch sports. We all know crazy things can happen. I reserve the right to change my mind on some of these predictions. But here's where I stand right now. And when we get to the end of this exercise, prior to bringing Danny on later this hour, I think you'll see that I have remained consistent from the start of the season to now as we get set to begin the unofficial second half of the NBA campaign. So let's start with the Eastern Conference. And I will just get it out of the way right now. I am going to be a Northeast elitist when I issue this take and say this sentence. Yes, I am from New York, but no, I am not a homer, and I know that there are a lot of new listeners and viewers of the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate you. If you listen to me long enough or watch me long enough, and our longtime listeners and viewers know this, I am a New York sports fan, but I'm not a homer. And I call it like I see it, and I tell the truth, and I tell it like it is. And I don't think you could find someone in media that criticizes their favorite teams more than I do. And I think I've earned the credibility to make that statement. And you know that it's true if you've been with me for any amount of time. So I tell you that to tell you this. I think the Eastern Conference is going to come down to my New York Knicks. And somehow, some way, come down to the Boston Celtics. I can't even believe that's a real sentence, because I left Boston for dead. I left them for dead last May when Jason Tatum popped his Achilles in the playoff series against the Knicks. But I can't believe that we're here at the All-Star break and Jaylen Brown's doing his best Scottie Pippen impersonation in 93-94 and the Celtics are, you know, running through the league. Great offense, great defense. Jaylen Brown playing like an MVP candidate, 35-19. You have to call it like we see it, right? We have to tell the truth. I was wrong on the Boston Celtics. I think they are one of two teams that will win the Eastern Conference this year. So that means, if I like the Knicks and I like the Celtics, that there are two teams that I don't like to win the Eastern Conference. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons. And we'll start with Cleveland, because candidly, I think it's a way easier case to make for the Cavs not to get to the NBA Finals. Now, in the Donovan Mitchell era, the Cavs have three, I would say, let's say two out of three playoff defeats have been disappointing. The other, they got annihilated by the juggernaut Celtics team that won the championship. But, you know, in 22, you know, losing five to the Knicks on the first round, then the next year losing to the aforementioned juggernaut Celtics on Boston's run to a championship. And then last year, and I understand that Darius Garland's dealing with injuries and they're not 100% healthy, but that series lost to Indiana, where the Pacers just kind of like ripped their guts out, ripped their heart out and showed it to them, still beating like Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, felt like a really, really bad omen for the Cleveland Cavaliers moving forward. So what have the Cavs done to fix that problem? What did they do to try and get over the hump? Here's how I'd like everybody to think about it. And I will draw on some past experience here in my own life where, you know, as a young man, you're trying to do what you can to seal the deal with the person that you're into, with the woman in my case that you're into, right? So the way that I would phrase this, right? Let's say that you're one of these guys or a girl, whatever. You're one of these guys and you try and seal the deal with the girl you're dating, just to use that analogy, by whipping up a delicious home-cooked meal. And every time you have a girl come over and you cook her dinner, which is always, like, that's a big deal when you want to do that, right? When you're dating and, like, especially for a man to do that. That's just me, at least. I don't cook, so I always felt like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself. I want this to go well. And every time you have the girl over and you want to impress her and you want to knock her socks off, something else off, you make chicken parm. And every single time you make the chicken parm, they say to you, man, this cheese isn't good. The cheese is not good. The cheese ruins the dish. And you end up not succeeding as a result. And now, you think you found the one. This is the person you're going to be with, that you want to settle down with. And you decide, I'm making chicken parm again. And when it comes time to get the cheese, you get the same one. James Harden is the bad cheese. The Cleveland Cavaliers know that he's the bad cheese. And they still got it. Like, they are trying to get over the playoff hump by bringing someone in who specializes in losing in the playoffs. How is this what they've decided to do? How could this be the decision? This is not a prediction. It's a spoiler. And I'm not trying to be Nostradamus here. Like, this, it's not what this is. This is not one of the great predictions of all time. Like, guess what's going to happen? Like, James Harden's going to choke in a big spot. You know how we know that? Because it's what always happens. And it doesn't mean he can't be awesome down the stretch of the regular season. He's an all-time great player. But I mean, I would detail all his playoff chokes, but we're only on the air for 3 hours, and there's a lot of topics to get to. So just like, miss me with the Cleveland Cavaliers stuff, with James Harden on the team, playing a pivotal role. He's the bad cheese. And it's stinky, especially as the playoffs wear on, and I want nothing to do with the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Detroit Pistons are a little bit of a harder sell, right, for me to try and tell you that I don't think Detroit is going to win the Eastern Conference. The Detroit Pistons right now have the best record in the NBA, even better than the Oklahoma City Thunder, 5 percentage points better in terms of the win percentage Detroit over OKC. I don't think Cade Cunningham is going to win Most Valuable Player, but he's in the mix. He's the third choice behind SGA and Nikola Jokic. He's been unbelievable this season. And the Pistons have been good against some of the best teams in the league. They have thrashed my Knicks twice after losing to the Knicks last year in the first round of the playoffs. So if you wanted to construct, you know, an argument as to why the Pistons won't get there, the easy one is they haven't been there and done that enough. And this has been something that has been talked about in the NBA for decades, where you kind of have to go through it a little bit. You have to lose a little bit. You have to get far and then lose in the playoffs before you can win. And we have seen that play out literally throughout the history of the association. Even if you wanted to say OKC is a little bit of an outlier, you know, made the second round and lost and then came back and won the championship. Like, okay. Like, you can do that. But the Pistons haven't even gotten to the second round in this era of Pistons basketball. We're in the first round last year, and it could have gone differently against the Knicks. The Knicks were the beneficiary of some bad officiating at the end of game number 5. So it could have gone worse for the Knicks, but it didn't. And the Knicks end up winning that series against Detroit. So what I would say to everybody, and I can be wrong, but I think I'll be right, it's hard to imagine the Pistons going from zero series wins in the postseason to 3 or 4 postseason wins. I just don't think that's likely to happen. And it doesn't mean that they're not awesome, or that they can't win the championship next year or get to the finals next year, or that Cade will never win a championship. Just that this year, it feels like they're probably a year early. And last year, they were certainly early, a couple years early. They were last season. You know, there's a lack of three-point shooting if the role players aren't making the shots. And what happens if you do try and take Cade away at the ends of these games? I think these are all legitimate questions to ask about the Detroit Pistons. So for those reasons, I'm out on Detroit this year. But man, we want to have the conversation about the Pistons next year. We can certainly have it. And that takes us to the Celtics and the Knicks. And like we talked about yesterday, and, you know, I had talked about it with Frank Isola, who was awesome on the show, with Matt Moore, who was awesome on the show. I gave you my opinion. Jason Tatum's coming back. He's going to play this season for the Boston Celtics. You're not releasing a 5-part docuseries called The Quiet Work. Alternate title, I'm Coming Back Soon. Like, if you're not going to be back. I said this yesterday, and it's the truth, right? Imagine if, like, here's this 5-part docuseries, and it's like, okay, see you in October. No way. Like, he's coming back in March or at the beginning of April. Like, that's how this is going to go. Jason Tatum's going to be back sooner rather than later for the Boston Celtics. He's already practicing with the team. So Tatum's going to join. You have Joe Mazzulla, who I think has proven to be one of the better coaches in the NBA. Obviously has won a championship. He was Ime Udoka's team. Like, he's shown enough at this point. He's a stud. Again, 35-19 without Jason Tatum. And Jaylen Brown's been absolutely awesome. And I keep saying he's doing what Pippen did in 93-94. Not that Tatum's Jordan, but I think you understand what I'm saying there. The problem with Boston is going to be, it's hard to imagine, even with medicine being what it is now, and Tatum does seem to be a super freak type of athlete, is he going to be even close to what he's been in the past this year? And maybe if he comes back at the beginning of March or like mid-March, you can argue that in a couple months, like, he could maybe get to that. It's tough to imagine that being the case. We've never really seen it before on that level. So maybe it could happen. I'd bet against it. And that leaves us with my New York Knicks. And again, I am no homer. And if it comes down to it, and I feel like the Knicks are going to lose in the playoffs, I'm going to say it. Like, I liked them to beat the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Final, but once they choked Game 1 away and Halliburton made the ridiculous shots, I knew they were done. Just like, there's no way now. The Pacers ripped their heart out. I knew that they were done, and I said as much. So you will never watch or listen to me and feel like Nick Kostos is a homer, he's in the bag for his team. I don't do that. I legitimately think the Knicks are going to win the Eastern Conference and go to the NBA Finals for the first time in 26 years. Now, people will kill Karl Anthony Towns, right, and say that Towns is not a big-time player. I watched the Indiana series last year. I thought he was the best Knicks player in that series. I thought Jalen Brunson was disappointing in that series. But Brunson is obviously a big-time player. Two elite wing defenders in OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. More depth than they've had in the past. Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart, absolute monsters on the glass, both defensive and offensive. And I argued last year that the Knicks needed to fire Tom Thibodeau and hire a new coach because I thought the Knicks' offense got too stagnant in big moments and it was too isocentric with Jalen Brunson. And for as great as Brunson is, like, he's not Kobe Bryant. He's not the late, great Kobe Bryant. And he's awesome. He's just not that. So the offense can't be that if you're trying to win a title. Win 55 games? Sure. Win a championship? No, 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 no. So now with Mike Brown running the show for the Knicks, I think you'll have a better offensive scheme in the big moments, lean a little bit on the depth more, and save the starters. And I've been consistent on that since Tom Thibodeau was still the coach of the Knicks, that I wanted that to happen. I think the Knicks are going to win the Eastern Conference. Now, I do think that this is going to play out in the NBA this season, kind of like it played out in the National Football League, where we knew going into Championship Sunday, if you were being objective, that Rams-Seahawks was the Super Bowl, and the winner of that game was going to win the Super Bowl. And it was obviously Seattle, and they destroyed the Patriots in Super Bowl 60. In the same way that the Western Conference Final is going to be, I guess you can make that someone gets hurt, it feels like the team that wins the West is going to win the championship. So yes, I do think my Knicks will win the East. Do I think the Knicks will win the NBA championship? Unfortunately for me, and fortunately for most people that I think hate the Knicks and never want the Knicks to win, which I find weird, but I, you know, whatever, to each his own, I think the Western Conference champion will win the NBA Finals. And I'll tell you who that is on the other side. Do you agree or disagree with my thought that the Knicks will win the Eastern Conference? YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Let me know in the comments. You can tweet me at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And you can call in as well, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. Up next, I'm going to tell you who's going to win the Western Conference and win the NBA championship this season. You better you bet on a Tuesday with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
Westwood One, baby!
Will Tua Tagovailoa jumpstart his career in a new city like Baker Mayfield did? We're tracking quarterbacks on the move and what it means for the NFL on Westwood One Sports.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price.
$91.32.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Nights of disbelief.
Hell yeah,
too many nights of belief.
Hell yeah, too.
It's crazy to know that we're all here, but this group worked for it. This group put in the hours, and we deserve this.
Now back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The voice of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning NBA MVP, reigning NBA Finals MVP of your reigning defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder. When you look at the Western Conference odds board at BetMGM, it looks a little different than the Eastern Conference odds board, where you've got Cleveland plus 325, the Knicks, and the, which, by the way, I love that a team with James Harden is the favorite to win the East. Like, stop it. The Pistons and the Knicks both at plus 350, and Boston at plus 375. So the betting market thinks, you know, one of these four teams, and they're all grouped very closely together. The Western Conference, a little different. Oklahoma City, a minus price to win the West and go back to the NBA Finals, OKC at minus 125. So I think this is an easier conversation and an easier prediction than the East. Can anyone beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference or in the NBA? My short answer to that question is no. And I've been consistent on that all season long. Before the season started, I liked OKC to repeat. Now, they've lost more games than I thought they would thus far in the regular season, but haven't been fully healthy. Once they round into form, I think the Thunder are going back-to-back, and I think that we have the beginnings of a new dynasty in the NBA. So let's go through some of the challengers and why I like OKC more than those teams in the Western Conference. I don't think it can be Houston, and I have wanted it to be Houston at points this season. Wanted Houston to be the primary challenger. The Fred VanVleet injury really, really put this team behind the eight ball at the beginning of the season. And, you know, I said yesterday on the show, I think where there's smoke, this much smoke, there's probably some fire with these Kevin Durant burner accounts. And I don't necessarily care about some of the stuff he's saying. I don't know. Kind of feels like he doesn't like his teammates. Maybe they don't like him. Unless you're like Michael and Scottie or Shaq and Kobe, like normally you kind of have to get along if you're trying to win an NBA championship. I don't know if Kevin Durant and Alperen Şengün has the same ring as Shaq and Kobe. I'm crossing Houston off the list, even if I wanted Houston to get there at points this season. The San Antonio Spurs have been the team with the most success against Oklahoma City, obviously, this regular season. They've been great against OKC, and they have proven to be the kryptonite to Oklahoma City's Superman. Is San Antonio a year early? San Antonio kind of feels like they're OKC from a couple years ago. Like maybe get to the second round and peter out from there. I will say that if you wanted to take a team in the West or in the entire NBA and say which team could beat the Thunder in a seven-game series, it would be the Spurs. As of right now, the Spurs are the two seed in the West and the Thunder are the one. And if you're OKC, you want to make sure you're on the other side of the bracket. And maybe San Antonio gets picked off before you have to play them. That would be a problematic matchup for the Thunder. Because while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has kind of ascended into, you know, basketball immortality, he is still, as far as humans go, a mere mortal. Whereas Victor Wembanyama is from Mars. I don't think the Spurs will get there. I think they're a year early. But I'll say I feel better about the Spurs getting there out of the West than I do the Pistons getting there out of the East. Because the Spurs have Victor Wembanyama. The Los Angeles Lakers, 0% chance. All offense, no defense. Will go about as well for them as it did for Napoleon. And I can't wait for J.J. Redick's eventual crash out after the Lakers get eliminated in the playoffs. This is going to be worse than a lovesick teenager when J.J. Redick steps up to the podium after the Lakers get eliminated from the playoffs. The Minnesota Timberwolves are awesome. I think that Anthony Edwards and company, they have the ceiling to potentially get there. 21-10 against winning teams, 13-12 against teams under 500. Plays up and down to the level of competition. Maybe they get back to the Western Conference Final. I don't think they're beating OKC in a seven-game series. I made that mistake last year. I won't make that mistake again. And then there's Denver. The Nuggets do have the best player in Nikola Jokic, who's averaging a triple-double this season. Now, I don't think he'll win MVP, only because he can only miss one more game under the 65-game rule. If he misses two or more games, he is ineligible for MVP. That's why I think SGA will ultimately win NBA Most Valuable Player. We'll get Jay Croucher's opinion next hour on the show. Jokic averaging 28, 12, and 11. The depth is crazy on this Nuggets team. Jamal Murray, first All-Star game appearance. Gordon, Christian Brown, Peyton Watson's been a revelation. Denver does scare me. They do. And they pushed OKC to 7 last year before the Thunder obviously won Game 7 at home to advance to the Western Conference Final. Ultimately, I think the Thunder are too deep, even deeper than Denver. And while acknowledging Jokic is better than SGA, which is not an insult to SGA, SGA is awesome, he's just not Jokic, I like the Oklahoma City team better than I like Denver's team. OKC is going to have home court advantage, most likely in a Game 7, if and when we get there. I'll take Oklahoma City to beat the Nuggets, either in the Western Conference Semis or in the Western Conference Final, and give me the Thunder over my Knicks, and the Thunder go back-to-back and win another NBA championship. Who does Danny Parkins think is going to win the NBA championship? Oh, I can't wait to ask my friend from First Things First on Fox Sports 1 on the other side to wrap up our number one, Westwood 1 Sports, on this Tuesday. Nick Kostos, presented by BetMGM.
Could Kyler Murray be next year's Sam Darnold? In a new home, we're tracking quarterbacks on the move and what it means for the NFL on Westwood One Sports.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, she knows the only thing more important than having the right safety gear is having it there when you need it. That's why she partners with Grainger for auto reordering, so her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand, and each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com.
I-91-32.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Noah Eagle and company on the call. Sunday night, the NBA All-Star Game. I liked it, and I think it will set the stage for a really fun second half of the NBA season. And joining me now to break that down, my good friend, Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Danny is star of the show this week. 3 hours. I saw some of the social clips yesterday. It was awesome. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How's it going?
It's going great. Yep. Nick Wilds and Brew are off, so I'm captaining the B team this week. And it's been fun, man. Absolutely. We got the Daytona 500 champ in studio today. So should be good. I'll try to only ask one or two Michael Jordan questions.
I was just going to say, because I had the TV on here and he was on ESPN earlier today. Just like, if I were interviewing Tyler Reddick is his name, right? The Chronicles of Hassan's brother. How is it not just like, hey, man, what's it like to win the Daytona 500? Just like, here's like your stock answer on that. And then it's like, here's five questions on Michael Jordan. Yeah, he has to know that that's what's coming, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you going to talk about like drifting and whatever KRS or whatever these things are that the race cars use?
Yeah, that was a crazy crash at the end. It kind of reminded me when he would crash into the Bad Boys Pistons. I don't know. I don't know how professional that is, but I hope my bosses at Fox are prepared for it.
Well, Fox had the Daytona 500, right?
Yeah.
I'm correct in saying that? Yeah. Exactly. So listen, you'll do a great job with that. Also, I will be a little almost like personally offended if you don't ask a couple Michael Jordan questions, because you absolutely have to.
Do you ever stop looking at him as Michael Jordan is really what I want to know. Like, is it possible to look at him as like your boss and a racing fan, or is he just always 6-time NBA champion Michael Jordan? I think it would be impossible to disassociate the two.
I'll give you, I'm going to predict what his answer is to that question. I think he's going to say that he can see him like that. Because he won the Daytona. I don't know anything about NASCAR. He's a great race car driver, right? He has to. He won the Daytona 500. And he probably looks at Jordan as like, this guy doesn't know anything about race cars. Like, yes, he was he's the greatest athlete of all time, but what does he know about? I'll bet you he looks at him like a regular boss. That is my prediction on his answer.
But that's an interesting question, right?
Like, it's a great, of course it's a good question.
Yeah,
you know why it's a good question? Because I want to know the answer to it. And if I want to know the answer, then the audience does as well.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. I was like, it's just such a singular thing. Like, one of the most famous human beings ever is your boss for something that he is not famous for. It'd be like if you were like Obama's assistant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a very strange thing to operate in that space. So I'm looking forward to talking to him.
You know what I want? Does it piss you off that you won the Daytona 500 and all anyone's talking about is Michael Jordan?
Not going to ask that. that's a good question.
Because I'll bet you his answer is going to be like, hey, man, like, I won the race. This guy hasn't won anything since 98, since The Last Dance. Why are we talking about him? We should be talking about me anyway. Let's talk about you and what you like in the second half of the NBA season. So I just gave my second half predictions because I'm off the rest of the week after this. Later, suckers. Thunder over Knicks. Oh, you're right. It is. Thunder over Knicks is my NBA Finals prediction, same as what it was preseason, so I'm remaining consistent. What does Danny Parkins see in the crystal ball for the rest of the NBA season?
Well, I have Thunder over Cavs. I feel like I'm in the extreme minority on loving the James Harden trade. Because the Thunder piece of it is chalk, but I at least can be like, I predicted the Thunder last year and the year before to win it. Like, we reported on Sam Presti extensively in our book Pipeline to the Pros. They're such a great organization. I see basically no way that the East wins the NBA Finals. I think Oklahoma City, Denver, and San Antonio are just so clearly far and away better than anybody in the East. So much like the Super Bowl, where the NFC Championship game was the real...
I just said this 5 minutes ago, so we're on
the
same page here. I said the Western Conference Final 10 minutes ago. The Western Conference Final is Rams-Seahawks in the NFC title game.
Oh, man. Well, great minds and great hairstyles think alike. Because, yeah, I feel the exact same way. So whoever comes out of the West wins the whole thing. Why I liked the Harden move for Cleveland so much was because they were drawing dead with Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell in the backcourt.
Like, and now they're alive?
So that's the argument, right? Like, I think that, did you sell high on Darius Garland? No. But Darius Garland is now extension eligible next year for a 3-year, $178 million deal that he's going to want. And he's had multiple serious toe injuries, and his whole game is speed. And you see in the NBA that the undersized guard, I think, is kind of going out of style in terms of value, because every time they played the Pacers last year, every time down, Pacers were just targeting. Who's guarding Garland? Who's got Garland? Switch on to Garland. Not that James Harden is a lockdown defensive player, but he's at least 6'5 compared to 6'1. And if you give Donovan Mitchell a legitimate other scoring option, and Harden's been great this year, like, he doesn't need to be the main piece on a team. And everyone points to all the, you know, closing out games and the game sevens and the game sixes in which he has withered away. Not gonna dispute that. He has been an awful big game player in his past, but he's not the number one option on this team. And maybe this makes me a bit of an apologist, but what do you think would have happened in Rockets Warriors if Chris Paul doesn't seriously pull his hamstring at the end of game 5 when the Rockets are up 3-2 against Golden State, a Golden State team that then goes on to sweep the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals? Like, do you think that the Rockets win that series over Golden State? Because I do.
Probably not.
Probably not. So you think Golden State comes back and wins?
I think kind of not a unique perspective on it, but I mean, like, longtime listeners and viewers of mine will know I bet the Rockets so many times against Golden State, and I saw the movie, like, I know how it ends. Like, I don't think they would have ever beaten them. That's my, now maybe I'm jaded by the money I lost, but that's my honest opinion.
Up 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, like, they stunk in all the big moments. Harden stunk in all the big, by the way, I like the trade. I'm not saying I don't like the trade, just that when they get into game 7 against the Celtics or like the Knicks, like, I think they're going to lose. That's all it is. Yeah. But yes, I think they would have lost.
Okay. So I think they would have won. I don't think that they go 0-for-1,000,000 from 3 if Chris Paul is there, because I think he figures out ways to get them some easier buckets. And then I just think the whole narrative on James Harden is dramatically shifted if that Rockets team ends up winning. So, like, I just, the East, all of these teams are severely flawed. I love how the Pistons play. We'll see how Tatum comes back. But I think that the five that Cleveland can put on the floor is the best five in the Eastern Conference. But it still comes nowhere close to what Oklahoma City can do.
This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Danny Parkins with me, Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports on a Tuesday. Danny in the captain's chair, first things first, Fox Sports 1 today, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right, so you like Oklahoma City, I like Oklahoma City. If someone's going to beat Oklahoma City, who is it and why?
This is so tough because obviously Denver almost did it last year and they have the best player. But what the Spurs have done this year head to head against Oklahoma City has to at least give you pause. And everything about how Wemby carries himself is awesome. Like, what he did at the All-Star game, how he talks about it, how he talks about how they play, how he talks about himself. Like, if Wemby was listening to this, and I just said Denver has the best player in the world, he would have a visceral reaction of disagreement. Like, he believes not only that he will one day be the best player in the world, that he already is the best player in the world. So while my answer is Denver for respect to Jokic and because I've seen it in the playoffs and I haven't yet seen it from Wemby and the Spurs in the playoffs, what I think is true at this moment in time, and this is, you can tell me if you think it's a cop-out or not, both Denver and San Antonio can beat Oklahoma City. And before the year, I would have said that I don't really believe that. Like, Denver, I would have given a shot because of Jokic and, again, what we saw last year. But, like, I thought at the beginning of the year, first 25, 30 games, I felt like this NBA season was going to be brutal because it was like, oh, Oklahoma City's going to set the wins record. They're actually better than last year, and last year's team was historically great by a point differential, top offensive rating, top defensive rating.
68 wins.
Yeah, 60. I was like, oh, they're going to be better. because they're deeper and they're more experienced and all of the things. And then, yes, partly due to Oklahoma City injuries, no doubt, but I think partly because of how good the Spurs have been so soon and how they've played them, that it's like now there's legitimate drama, depending on how the seedings shape up, in either the second and third round or the third round of the Western Conference playoffs, that I do think brings in a legitimate amount of intrigue into the rest of this NBA season. So I still think the Thunder are a deserving heavy favorite, but I think Denver and San Antonio both get real problems. So I'd love to watch either of those series.
Not only do I not think, and you said, tell me if this is a cop-out, not only do I not think that's a cop-out, I agree with everything you said. We're coming into the year. Denver would be the team you would pick. I liked Houston, too. I think Houston, I would not like Houston now. And San Antonio, I think, has clearly shown that, at the very least, they're not scared of Oklahoma City and have a great record against them this season. So I'm with you 100% on all
of that. The thing with the Spurs is, they, and if this is a little obvious because of how young they are, but like, what they are right now, they can be much better. Like, the deadline has come and gone, but like, Dylan Harper is going to be better come the playoffs than he is right now. And Dylan Harper looks like he's going to be a 10-time All-Star to me. I think he's going to be an unbelievable basketball player. Like, they're so young and so talented and have played so few games together that, like, they've already done great things. And I think that there's a real chance that they can be, you know, 10 to 20% better than they are right now, just through experience of playing together by the time the playoffs come around.
Yeah, and Castle also. My sense is that they're a better version. I know record-wise that's not the case of the Pistons in the East, where I think it's going to be hard for them, and I know you're not saying this, hard to go from zero series wins as a team to three or four. Doesn't mean they can't win one or two. I don't know if it'll be three or four. Final question, 15 seconds for the answer. We're almost out of time. The team that should sign Tyreek Hill this offseason in the NFL is who and why? 15 seconds.
Everyone's going to say the Chiefs. I kind of like it to be the Chargers. It worked with Mike McDaniel and Tyreek Hill. It's a low-cost, high-upside option for Justin Herbert, and he won't underthrow him. Tua underthrew him. Justin Herbert will not.
I have a different answer to the question that I'll give at the top of next hour. I do have the Chargers on my short list, though, to potentially bring Tyreek Hill in. You're the best. Can't wait to watch you coming up today. First things first on Fox Sports 1. Enjoy your vacation next week, my friend, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
Yep. Thank you very much, buddy. Talk to you soon.
My friend Danny Parkins joined it with great hair, joining me on the show.
Yep.
Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two with me telling you the team that must sign Tyreek Hill this offseason in the NFL.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
Your insurance agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on